Canadian campuses in chaos, student protests spiral into nationwide crisis. Are these legitimate grievances or dangerous disruption? Good evening, I'm your host and this is Global Crossfire. Tonight, Canada's student uprising reaches a breaking point. Joining me are Dr. Sarah Mitchell, Senior Policy Analyst from Washington, D.C., Dr. Elena Vasquez, Mediterranean Affairs Expert in Madrid, Professor Chen Xiaoming, Tech Policy Expert at Yangtze River University from Shanghai, and Professor Thabo Makuna, Johannesburg Policy Forum Director in Johannesburg. Dr. Mitchell, universities shutting down, classes canceled, administrators in hiding. Your take on these Canadian campus protests?
Look, I support peaceful protest, but what we're seeing in Canada crosses the line into institutional vandalism. These students are holding universities hostage, disrupting the education of thousands who actually want to learn. Yes, tuition costs are high, housing is expensive, welcome to economic reality, but shutting down campuses won't solve inflation or housing shortages. It's performative activism that undermines democratic institutions and the rule of law.
Professor Chen, she says it's institutional vandalism, but isn't this exactly how social change happens, through disruption?
Dr. Mitchell misses the fundamental point. These students face a broken system, education costs have tripled while job prospects diminish. In China, we've seen how investing in affordable education drives innovation and social mobility. Canadian students aren't vandalizing institutions, they're demanding institutions serve their purpose. Sometimes disruption is the only language power understands. The real question is why Canadian leaders ignored these problems until crisis erupted.
But Professor Chen, China hardly tolerates student protests. Isn't there some irony in your defense of disruption?
That's a false equivalency. Chinese students don't need to protest education access because our system proactively addresses affordability. When institutions fail their basic function, protest becomes necessary. Canada created this crisis through neglect.
Dr. Vasquez, you've studied youth movements across Europe. How do you see this Canadian situation?
This reflects a generational crisis we're seeing globally. In Spain, young people face similar pressures: unaffordable housing, precarious employment, diminishing opportunities. But successful movements require both disruption and dialogue. Canadian students have legitimate grievances about a system that's pricing out an entire generation. However, sustainable change comes through building coalitions, not just occupying buildings. The passion is justified. The strategy needs refinement.
Professor Makuna, what does this look like from Johannesburg? Another case of privileged students complaining.
Absolutely not. This is about class warfare disguised as education policy. Canadian students are waking up to what we've known for decades. The system is rigged against ordinary people. While elites accumulate wealth, young Canadians face debt slavery for basic education. These protests aren't privilege, they're survival. When peaceful channels fail, disruption becomes inevitable. The Canadian establishment created this crisis through decades of neoliberal policies.
Dr. Mitchell, Professor Makuna calls this survival, not privilege. Are you dismissing legitimate economic anxiety?
Thabo, that's inflammatory rhetoric that doesn't solve anything. Economic anxiety is real, but destroying institutions won't create jobs or lower costs. These students have more opportunities than 90% of the world.
Sarah, that's exactly the condescending attitude that fuels these movements. Be grateful for crumbs while we feast. It's the same colonial mindset we've fought for decades. Canadian students see through that now.
I'm not defending inequality, but democratic societies have processes for change. Mob rule isn't progress, it's regression. These protests undermine the very institutions needed for reform.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Mitchell, do these protests help or hurt Canadian democracy?
Hurt. Democracy requires respect for institutions and rule of law, not mob tactics.
Professor Chen, will this spread globally?
Yes, educational inequality is a global crisis. Canada won't be the last.
Dr. Vasquez, biggest mistake by Canadian authorities?
Ignoring warning signs. This didn't happen overnight. Years of rising costs created this powder keg.
Professor Makuna, what should students do next?
Maintain pressure. Power concedes nothing without demand. Force real negotiations, not empty promises.
Final thoughts, Dr. Mitchell.
Protest peacefully, vote, engage democratically. Destroying institutions destroys your own future. Channel anger into constructive action.
Professor Chen.
Systems that don't serve people deserve disruption. Canadian leaders must address root causes, not just symptoms.
Dr. Vasquez.
Balance passion with pragmatism. Build bridges between generations and institutions. Sustainable change requires sustained dialogue, not just disruption.
Professor Makuna.
This is just the beginning. When systems fail young people globally, expect more upheaval. Power must respond or face revolution.
Canadian campuses remain in turmoil as this story develops. Tomorrow, China's semiconductor breakthrough, technological triumph, or security threat. Same time, same global perspectives. This is Global Crossfire.